Good morning. This is Sylvia Enns from the University of Healing in Campo, California, with my thought for today. Is healing just a spiritual healing, just a religious fancy? And I was thinking of that, or reminded of that, when I was looking into a video, a documentary about healing and the mind. And the video was taken at a retreat for cancer patients. Beautiful retreat, very loving, very caring environment. And the people go there for a week, not actually to find healing of their bodies, of their illness, but to find a healing, emotional healing and mental healing, coming to grips with themselves, finding peace, finding love for themselves and all the others that are there. And with all the understanding and love they get, they come away uplifted, liking themselves more than they have ever done in their life, because with a lot of emotional issues, they came to grips and they found peace. But in all the discussions, not once spiritual healing as a possibility for healing mind and body was mentioned. And I was reminded actually at that moment that really in the mainstream media, spiritual healing is not often mentioned, and people to whom I talk about the possibility, or other people talk about it and have reported it to me, it's not something that people are very open to it, especially in this business-oriented world. And I know that, for example, meditation, people start to meditate much more, and it's promoted in the business world much more now, and it's accepted because medically, it is medically accepted as something that relaxes and does the body good. But it's only accepted because it's scientifically something that we can accept. Now, with spiritual healing, we are not there yet. We know the possibility of instant remission of an illness, and we know that it takes place, especially in places like Lourdes or in church services, in healing services, where somebody is there with powerful vibrations of faith and knowingness that actually we are whole and perfect. And people can follow in and be in tune with these vibrations and experience that wholeness at that moment in their body. But still, for the average person, it has something unnatural to it, something that doesn't seem touchable and reasonable and logic. It's beyond what we can comprehend. And naturally, that's exactly what happens. Something happens in our consciousness, in our mind, in our body, which we cannot touch. It's the moment of accepting that we already are spiritually whole. We don't even have to do anything but just accept it. And there's no religious service necessary. And we can be in tune with that healing aspect in ourselves, wherever we are. Be it in a church, be it in a forest, at the ocean, or in a busy town, at all times we can turn within and just accept this very instant that we are whole and perfect. And there's nothing else that has reality. Anything that we experience as illness, like the people in that retreat, is an illusion. And it's not necessary to give it power by repeating again and again, I have, I am diagnosed. Now, today, I diagnose myself as whole and perfect, even if that sounds like a little religious fancy. But it's a philosophical truth. It has nothing to do with religion. It's an absolute truth. And God, in essence, has nothing to do with it either. We are whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I am unlimited. Could we just make a retreat where I, for 1 week, can say, I am whole and perfect. All is in divine order. Every organ, action and function of my body is perfect right now. I am spiritually whole, or however we want to name it. We just have to know that that wholeness exists. Wholeness is a reality which we find symbolized in our universe, in everything that surrounds us. And today, I claim my wholeness. I am whole and perfect, and I have